Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Amin Parker, and today I will be interviewing a man named Ray. Ray was born in Africa. He was born in Africa, and he's now living in America. So let's prepare to listen to Mr. Ray.
That comes at you of that devil, yeah?
What are you using?
I saw a devil, right. But a ghost. They saw that. The devil that.
That you're talking about.
Devil is used with the concept of character. If you're evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Evil. But African concept, good, as I told you in my language, it means ghost. It can also mean, you know, the person that commit, that does bad things, right? But we don't use it that, you know. The word devil is not even originally in my language. It's a corrupted form of the English word devil. We don't use it. Okay, cool, it's cool. Sometimes we say when something is awesome, it's beautiful, nice, right?
Right.
We say eneku. Eneku is like, it's almost spiritual. That's what they are saying there. Okay. It has nothing to do with skin color. That's what I'm trying to emphasize to you. Whiteness, we don't use whiteness in relation to skin color. We don't use the superior form color of white. And I will tell you, the herbalist knows within their training, the training they have, they're not supposed to commit the wisdom of the law. They are pure. We look at them as pure people.
Mm-hmm.
That good doers. When you are sick, you go to them. The same way you go to the medical doctor. What does a medical doctor wear?
The color, yes.
Pure. I mean, the man approaching, telling about your sickness, your disease that you have, you believe is pure. The heart is pure. You know, so that garment he wears symbolizes that. Okay, for example, when somebody passes away,
mm-hmm.
we use black to mourn a person.
Mm-hmm.
It means sorrow. So we see, I lose my person, we shave our head, wear black, just like your mask. Black. Women wear black clothes. Even the man, if you lose your wife, the widower, you wear black clothes. Death is not good, but it happens. It's a way of life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable. It's part of the life. So when you die, we lose you. We feel bad. We cry. So we don't get dressed. We wear black. I mean, you are not with us, and we will not see you again.
In the African mindset, do they believe after this life,
yes,
there's more to things that take place?
Yes, in the African belief, we believe that the ancestor live with us, but we don't see them; they see us. Okay, they see us.
So once you pass, it's not the end of your story. You still will be living.
You will live in the other world.
Okay.
That's a basic basic African belief. It's not borrowed. Okay, but we don't use the word heaven.
Mm.
Okay, you come to the spirit world. That's why when you are in the spirit world, when you transform from your body, we call you Ku. You go to the spirit. You see, I told you, say word is for the spiritual world, right?
Mm-hmm.
That where you are. I saw it with my younger brother passed away. I saw him. He's sitting down to an intersection. He's sitting around him. One road leads here, one road leads here. It was a dream, what that is. And he wore shorts, you know, looking gorgeous. He was a dark guy. Okay. When I got there, he did not speak to me. He only pointed to the direction I should go. Like a traffic person, right?
Mm.
He didn't say a word to me, and that was my younger brother.
Mm.
But he was looking so good. know, I'm so clean, other thing. And that is the time that we're going through, so.
What about the evil people in the of this world? Do they go to the same place in the in African culture that the good people?
When you are evil?
Yeah, you said the spirit world.
We don't have the concept of heaven and hell.
Okay. So everyone goes to the same place.
You go to the same place. That if any judgment is there, it's there. But we will not remember you. We don't remember evil people.
So the good people there.
Not the one we believe. Those are the one we invoke.
They don't remember the. I'm asking. So the good people in the spirit world, when they see the bad people come over from the earth, do they remember them?
Or? I don't know. But of course, yes. Sometimes they okay. We got some other beliefs where you are rejected, you know. Okay. But I think it's acted out, but sometimes yes. Okay. The good people are the bad people. We believe in the concept of God. But when people die, do they go to God? We don't know. But we believe that they live close to God, right? What happens to the evil people who have committed crime on earth, right? Dead people, kill people. What happened to them?
And what's
near, that? What happened to them near God? We don't have a concept of that. Yeah. So that's how you die, the person that judges that God, we don't know what is there. The only memories we have with us are our own people that we lost, our loved ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the memories with us.
Right.
And that memories can give you not merely a concept. It gives you an image of them in your mind all the time. Right?
From your African perspective, do you think the people that pass and go to the spirit world, they remember the events of their life? Or is their memories gone and they start anew?
Well, I don't know. If we talk about memory, it's like a biological world, or psychological world, right? That whether they still got their memory, and what is the source of memory? The dream, right? When you die, in a spiritual world, you don't have a human form anymore.
Right, so the memory is gone.
It's gone.
All the evil.
No. Okay, let me tell you one story about my people. There are some seers. When, for example, you lose somebody, right? And you wonder, what killed you? Why did you die so? We got herbalists that you go to. You go to them to consult them. That, you know, they got a room. It's a dark room. It is the heaven. You might not believe it because you're not an African in the sense that, you know, you believe in our spirituality, you don't believe it. That man, the seer, the herbalist, or whatever you call him, invokes the spirit of your brother. Okay? He also invokes the voice. So he called him, and your brother comes. You will call him Martin. My name Martin. That's how he called him. Okay, you know. That thing that, yeah, I left here, I'm sorry, I left like that, but you know, I died naturally, and that's the time God gave me to me. You hear your, isn't it acting? I don't know, I can't tell you, okay? But the voice I'm hearing, and my brother's voice, I'm listening to him. There's nothing like mimicking, right? But I hear my brother's voice clearly.
How, if you say the spirit loses his memories because the human brain is gone, how would that spirit that's talking to you have those memories?
That's what I don't know, because in the scientific thing, if you say that when we talk about memory, we're talking about brain, right? Brain we store, from brain we retrieve, just like a computer, right? You put information there, something can trigger, and then you retrieve the information, right? That has the human brain works. Mm. So you die now, your brain is dead. Mm. When your brain is dead, you are dead, okay? But what happened in the spiritual world? We are talking about spirituality now. We're not talking about the material part of the human being. We're talking about spirituality. How does he remember all that thing? How does he know that I'm here? How does he remember me? How does he know my name? Yeah, but he's talking, he's calling me. Probably he remembers. I don't know. You know, but I got no way of saying whether he remembers. But no. You call him my name?
Yeah, Christianity said that God punishes them. God, you were created by God, right? So that when you move to the spiritual world, you are not in a human domain. You are in a spiritual domain. And who rules the spiritual domain? It's God. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, according to a Christian theology, he punishes bad deeds, right? And he put you in heaven. When you are in heaven, that means you don't do things, right? You pass. So that's all I can say, because I have no way to know that.
Yeah. None of us have no way of knowing.
Yeah. So that's how the world is. It's all, you know, it's a mixed bag. That's what I was telling you.
Yeah.
They adopted it, and then that's how we're following. They introduced the concept of heaven and hell. In the Catholic Church, we also speak about purgatory. Purgatory is 50-50. That's what I learned in church from my catechism.
Mm-hmm.
You committed sin, about 50% sin. And then you did good 50%. So God will send you to the purgatory.
Purgatory?
Yeah, P-U-R-K-A-G-A-T-O-R.
You're going to have to explain purgatory, because I don't think people know what that is.
They don't know purgatory?
Is that an American concept?
No, that's a Christian, that's from Rome.
Oh, so they might not know.
Oh, my audience?
Yeah.
What I say in your kind of thing is that this is why...
Purgatory.
Yeah, that's how they... Well, let me go.
Is that area eternal for the soul?
It's a place...
Can the soul spend time there and then
leave? They spend some time there and then they are reformed. It's just like a reformatory, right?
Oh, it's like jail, I guess.
You're there because we can't send you to hell right away, okay?
Right.
At least you did some good when you were down there, right?
Right.
Okay, that's why, that's a concept. But it is basically human. I don't know how religious it is. So you can't altogether say somebody should go to hell. At least the person did some good. Right?
Right.
So let him be there in perpetuity. I will read it to you so you can see.
You know what? This earth is sort of set up like that. You know, we have this place that we are free. We can walk the streets. We can look at this like heaven in a way. But if you do bad, they will put you in prison.
Yeah.
That's a different world in itself.
Okay, listen to it now. Listen to purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Purgatory is a Roman Catholic doctrine, a place or state of suffering inhabited by the souls of sinners who are expiating their sins before going to hell. Mm-hmm. It's a place for makeup.
Right.
You know makeup?
Mm-hmm.
You fail the exams, the school authority will say, man, you know, before you go to the next class, you have to pass the exams. So we will not sign your report card, mm-hmm. right,
mm-hmm.
for promotion. You're not being promoted. So, you know, the red number is great, you have to cover it up. So, what is the way to cover it up? You go to summer school. The country I come from, they send you to summer school.
Right.
When your friends are doing vacation, you go to class. And then they give you final test before the new school year opens. So when you pass the exams, then they say you're going to 11th grade.
So purgatory may be like similar to Earth. Yeah. It may be set up like this Earth, but maybe it's a different planet. Right? Or
and maybe it's in the same spiritual domain. The spiritual world that you and I don't see.
But you would have to interact with others there in order to pass the test, the exam, which is life similar like this life.
Yeah.
You did certain things that you have to make up for.
Yeah. Penitentiary.
Oh, it's like a jail.
You got a concept?
Like a prison, yeah.
Yeah, you're there.
Okay.
We hope that with good conduct, we can be free.
Okay.
Good conduct.
Good conduct.
Yeah. I made the analogy of the report card. Everybody's promoting to the 10th grade, to the 11th grade. And here now you get two reds in your car. In my country, you get two reds, you fail. You repeat the class. Okay? So you get two, or you get one red. They don't want you to have red in order to be promoted, right? You get one red. So if you're in a dormitory, they will not let you to go on vacation. Mm-hmm. Or if you went on vacation, they will give you a time to come back before the new school year opens so that you can do your remedial class. Go to class every day, repeat all the topics that you were treated in the 10th grade, right?
Yeah.
Then by the 10th September or the last week of August, you leave in a pocket tree, you are going to heaven.